HR had hit bottom. Ever since last year's crash, when Rosa's department shrank from 22 to 16 to 13, her people had been terrified. Briefly, manic laughter punctuated their fears. This cannot go on. But resentment followed, then bitterness. Now the group was down to 11, and despair had set in. Still, Rosa was optimistic. Business is cyclical, she told her husband. Everything rises eventually. In a year, we'll be on our way back up. She paused. Or am I deluding myself? Howard didn't reply, so Rosa answered for him.
Sure you are, Rosie. But what are you gonna do? Retire?
Can't see that happening, kiddo. Not yet, anyway. The apartment was quiet. Rosa's home was her sanctuary in the sky, a co-op on the 44th floor, with sweeping city views. Unfortunately, she rarely had time to enjoy them. This morning, for instance, she was rushing to a conference at the Hilton. Her phone rang. Seeing it was Leo, she sighed. Still, she said, "Good morning, Leo," with warmth and affection. Leo jumped right in.
"Sorry to call so early, but since you'll be out of pocket all day with Rob..."
"I'll be in after lunch. I have a meeting with Rutherford at 4.
"Oh? It's not on your calendar."
He paused, awaiting details, but none were forthcoming. After a beat, he exhaled.
"Well, okay. The new large claims report came in. Have you seen it?"
"Not yet. Read me the highlights." "Every 3 weeks, Cigna, their health benefits administrator, sent over a list of employee medical claims that exceeded $25,000. Rosa and Leo, her VP of benefits, scrutinized the claims for anomalies before emailing the list to Rutherford Beaumont, the CEO, her boss, along with ideas for future benefit cuts. As Leo started to tick off the list, he gasped. Check this out. Charges related to bariatric procedure. That's gotta be Doug LaSalle's gastric bypass, right? $96,000!
Stop, Leo! That's confidential.
Still, she couldn't help picturing the fastidious CPA who, over the past decade, had quietly ballooned up to 488.5 pounds, 46.6 inch waist, 47 BMI. Knowing Doug's biometrics down to the decimal was Rosa's job. Last year, when Cigna declined his surgery, he'd come to her, the HR chief, to help him submit an appeal.
It's also unkind.
It's just us, Leo said defensively. And I'm not judging him. I don't like being fat either. But that's what Rutherford will say when he sees this claim. From a cost-benefit standpoint, Doug should have joined Weight Watchers for a small weekly fee or learned to find joy as a large man instead of having a six-figure surgery on Ellery's dime.
Instead of replying, Rosa opened her bag and took inventory. Wallet, sunglasses. She touched her face, regular glasses. Flip phone, company BlackBerry, mints, business cards, Advil, the works. She tossed in a Valium, just in case, and then turned to the mirror, applied another coat of Chanel Rouge Noir, and adjusted her St. John knit suit. As chief, Rosa's appearance was critical. She was a warm autumn, so her signature colors were tomato red and blood orange, vivid and commanding, per the makeup girl at Bloomingdale's.
Rosa's biggest priority was her honey gold hair, which she had blown out every third day, highlighted once a month, and deep conditioned every 6 weeks. She also had an abiding faith in facials, which left her olive skin smooth and dewy. So despite the featherweight lines at her temple and soft folds around her neck, most people believed she was still in her 50s.